Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Do you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurt it out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ooh. No, shoot your eye out.
Oh, I love it. I've got such a show for you today. I've got Investigator Dave. I've got Joel Skousen, a 1-2 punch. Yep, that's the show. It's going to be amazing. Investigator Dave, welcome.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad to be here.
I am so glad to have you.
Thank you for welcoming me.
You betcha. We did part one last time, and now we've got to do part two, and I'm excited that you're going to join me. We have so much to talk about. In fact, you know we're always going to jump into geopolitics and all kinds of stuff, so what an hour we have ahead. Mm-hmm. And make sure you get over to katedalyradio.com. Make sure that, and if you can donate to the show, please do. And it keeps us on the air, and I would really appreciate it. And I thank those that have donated. I really do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bottom of my heart. I'm about to do a video on the vaccines, in detail. And I want to let people know that because it'll be up on the Kate Daly Radio Truth and Radio, YouTube channel. It'll also be for as long as it can stay. And I'll also put it on Facebook on the Kate Daly Show on the Facebook page. So make sure that you are sharing that, because we need people to understand what that vaccine, how truly horrific it really is, and how it can't be reversed once you get it. So make sure that you're remembering that that's going up, so you can share that with loved ones. And then the election. Let's just kind of give you a quick snapshot of the election, shall we? And so the Supreme Court. So you want to talk about the Supreme Court for a second?
Well, just today, this morning, the Supreme Court turned down a Trump memorandum, an issuance.
Yes.
But they didn't really turn it down. Trump asked them to disqualify all illegal voters. And the way that they wrote it up, the Supreme Court said, well, we can't do this because it's a little bit nebulous. Would you please tell us exactly what you're looking for as a result? And we'll look at it again.
Yeah.
In fact, they turned it down with the word yet. We can't do this yet.
That's amazing.
Yet means that we can do it again.
That is so amazing to me. I know. How about people that aren't citizens of the country can't vote? How about that? It seems pretty simple, does it not? Gosh,
yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. So there's that. And then we have the recount confirms Trump won Michigan County that reported a Biden win, and Trump had almost double the votes. And I think that happened in a lot more cities. Don't you?
Yes. Yeah, it raises the alarm on those Dominion voting machines.
Yes, yes.
That's the main reason.
Yep, and of course they said, it was going to, it was human error, not the Dominion. It was human error. Okay, we believe you. And then also, I just want to mention, Trump has a meeting today, right?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. In fact, his calendar shows at 3:30 today. I guess that's Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably 1:30 your time. He's probably already had the meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's meeting with the acting Secretary of Defense.
Right.
You know, he fired Mark Esper.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
The Secretary of Defense.
Right.
And now he's got Chris Miller in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Miller's an ex-Green Beret.
Right.
Okay. Chris Miller used to run the, he was a director of the National Counterterrorism Center.
Mm.
And Chris Miller, mm-hmm. just as soon as he came in, one of the first things he did was he ordered a Pentagon-wide halt to all cooperation with the transition team of President-elect Biden.
Who basically isn't yet, because six states still haven't, these states haven't been called, by the way. I don't know if anyone cares
yeah.
about procedure or how this is supposed to work, but they have not been called.
I shouldn't have said President-elect Biden. I should have said
it just,
Biden.
Oh, but it just grates on me.
They were having lots of meetings with the Pentagon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his Biden's team.
Mm-hmm.
And soon as Chris Miller got in there, he ordered a halt to it.
Interesting.
We're not talking to them till after all the holidays are over.
Hmm.
Well, that's after January 1st.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they, the Biden people said, wait a minute, we didn't have an agreement with you. There's no time to spare. We need to meet with you right away. What are you mm-hmm. talking about, the joint agreement? And Miller said, no. He said, no time is the department canceled or declined any interview after the mutually agreed upon holiday, which begins tomorrow. So we're just not going to meet with you guys.
Nice.
And
good.
So he is a very, very solid kind of a guy. Miller is.
Yeah, excellent,
and
excellent.
Shocked the defense. But why would Trump suddenly cancel mm-hmm. all meetings with the Biden team
mm-hmm.
about military, what the military is and all the Pentagon officials and what their plans are?
I don't know. It could be very interesting.
We're not going to do that anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, with Ratcliffe coming out on the director of intelligence on this report that there was foreign interference. It wasn't probably, it wasn't maybe, it was there was foreign interference. You know, one of the other paths to this
yes.
is disqualifying Biden, right? And so that'll
yeah.
be kind of amazing to watch, too. So there's a lot of irons in the fire. I wish people would realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back and forth. But Trump, every time it goes back and forth, Trump, I think, gets an extra step on him.
Yeah.
It's just getting a little bit better and a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. There was this massive cyber attack into the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge thing now. Somebody, apparently, they say, has been able to copy almost everything Department of Defense has been doing and reporting. Oh, that's just not good.
No, no. Very interesting. Well, I was listening to Trump's Christmas message, and the whole entire message was about Christ and Christ's birth. And I really appreciated that coming from him because I was remembering back to the Obama years. Oh, I just threw up in my mouth. But I was remembering back to those years. And I remember Obama got up and talked about the fact that the holidays hardly wouldn't even mention Christmas. I mean, he mentioned Christmas in the very, very, very first, you know, beginning of it. And the whole rest of the message was, isn't it great to have decorations and get together with your family? And then talked about the military after he kept, our military very busy. And then, of course, talking about how troops can come home. And that was it. Not a mention. I mean, Michelle Obama couldn't even utter the word Christmas. And I thought, oh, gosh, you know, I hope we're not in for another, more years of the kind of lunacy and the lunatics that ran the asylum where they are so not Christian, and they're so just horrifying. And I really appreciated Trump's message. It was really nice to hear the entire message about Christ's birth and about what Christ has done for mankind. It was really neat. So
that's wonderful.
I loved it.
I'm going to listen to that. I'm sorry. I didn't listen to that, but I definitely will.
Oh, it's so good.
Because Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes. Yes,
and
absolutely.
There's just too much out there that ignores mm-hmm. him.
I agree with you. I do. Well, let's talk. We could probably kick it into gear with geopolitics. Where do you want to start, Dave? And by the way, I don't know if people realize this. Investigator Dave has been coming on the show for so many years, like 7 years. And let me tell you, 35 years in PI and private investigation and so many decades with the LAPD and just a guy that likes to get behind the story, look at all angles like an investigator would. And that's what we appreciate about Dave. So and a history buff, too. And teacher, by the way. Substitute teacher right now, but a teacher. And amazing. So where do you want to start?
Well, let me first talk. You started talking about being a detective.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a trained detective, it's really interesting because you have to approach each case with a white sheet.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a homicide case, the first thing you do, you wake up in the morning, you get a homicide, or at night, you write down who called you, what time it was, what car you got in, how long it took you to get to the station, and you start documenting everything. Who you met while you were there, what did they say, were the lights, was it sun mm-hmm. up, was it down, and you just start documenting everything. And it's all got to be in your investigation, you know, folder. And then you start, all right, now what do we have here? And I've done this with the COVID thing,
mm-hmm.
and probably more than anybody. I really get tired of these people saying, well, you got to believe me because I'm a doctor.
Right.
Or you got to believe me because I'm an expert. And you say, wait a minute. All right. What are you saying? Who is dead? How did they die?
Mm-hmm.
Is it plausible? Is it legal? Is there people that say the opposite? Is there any cui bono in this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there any corroboration? You start adding everything and you don't get involved because you're trying to find out what really happened.
Yeah.
And so you don't try definitely not to get emotional. And a lot of people say, well, you got to pour you if you got a dead body there, you know, some woman or some child or
mm-hmm.
even a man, you know, a lot of people, oh, it's emotional to get on, especially on TV, but you can't allow yourself to do that.
Right.
You just have to approach it because you're looking for evidence. You're looking for the cause. And Kate,
mm-hmm.
You know, the more I look at this whole PSYOP COVID thing, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not there. It's not. I know you talk about the masks don't make sense, and they don't. The separation, the pluralism, the lockdown, everything else doesn't make sense. But then you start questioning, you know, why
yep.
is all this? And to tell you the truth, right now, and I've told you before, I'm agnostic about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It may exist, but I doubt it. But it may, but mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's really proved it exists.
Yeah, there's no sample
and,
of it.
We just had in our newspaper this morning, I mean our little local mm-hmm. news here, there's a convent just above us. And eight nuns died in 1 week of COVID at this convent.
Interesting.
Eight in 1 week. And so then I started reading through it. And the head of the convent says, we were doing everything we should. We constantly wore masks. We separated. We had screens between us.
Mm-hmm.
We took twice a week. We did tests and everything else. And they still died.
Right. Jeez.
And so they're encouraging us to wear masks
mm-hmm.
and do all the same.
I know.
That's like saying, getting shot will kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it's important that you get shot.
We're going to come right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts of the show. Share them far and wide. Let's get people educated, shall we? And, of course, today I've got Investigator Dave back on. Last week he did part one. We're kind of doing part two of that show. And I also wanted to say this. We were just talking about COVID, but I wanted to play this for you. This was the nurse that, talk about a photo op that went bad. She had just taken the vaccine, and here she is at the podium telling everyone, you know, to take it, and she faints. Here you go.
I did, yes. So, you know, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine, you know. We are in the COVID unit, so therefore, you know, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really... I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy. Oh, I'm sorry.
And she goes down about right here. Yep. She falls, and the doctors pick her up. So a bad photo op, I guess, for them. She faints right after getting the vaccine. And, you know, people have been watching this and watching the problems that are coming out, and it's kind of insane. And I just want to tell you that the end game has been the end game for why we're doing a different vaccine. Here's a good question for all of you. Why are they using a completely different type of vaccine and vaccine delivery? They're not putting in the virus, a dead virus, live virus, and then having your bodies make antibodies. This isn't even medicine. It's not a vaccine. And I think if I could get any point through to everybody is that this is not a vaccine. It's a delivery system of mRNA, which is completely different. And so I'm just horrified that people are belling up to the bar to take this, thinking it's a vaccine because it's called a vaccine. It is not. It's not medicine, and it's not a vaccine. Anyway, I know you probably saw that, Dave, didn't you? The woman fainted. The nurse?
Wow.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her.
Right?
You know, she started rubbing her head, and then... just leaned over and went down.
I know. It's a scary thing, and
I saw it, I heard it. All around it, there's people are, you know, and what was it, Australia banned it? There's countries that is just, they're really suspicious of it.
Yeah, well, people were coming up HIV positive, so when they were doing it, so they halted the trials in Australia. Yeah, so.
It's just not good.
And Cambodia? Cambodia hasn't had a single case of COVID. That's kind of interesting, huh? How does that happen? Anyway, let's talk Patrick Byrne, because he was actually the CEO of Overstock, and he came out with a pretty spirited statement, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It's amazing. You know, Patrick Byrne, and he is the CEO, he was approached in New York by a group of FBI agents.
Mm-hmm.
And these agents said, listen, we got authorization to set Hillary Clinton up for a sting operation. What we want you to do is we got $18 million and we want you to get her to, we want her to bribe.
Mm-hmm.
You get 10 minutes with, if you offer her 10 minutes with this person in another country and we'll pay her $18 million to do it.
Mm.
And she went for it. Mm. She went for it. 18 minutes, and she did it twice. She did it twice. And then this was on January 14th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton was in there, and she accepted this $18 million bribe. And Attorney General William Barr knows all about it.
Right.
And
but didn't
Dunham
do anything.
Too, right?
Yeah, they just didn't do
and
a darn
so
thing
then,
about it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then what happened was, that after she did the bribe, he went back to the FBI, and 3 days later, and he said, well, all right, what are we going to do about this? And they said, nothing. And he said, what? And they told me, he says, they told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened.
Oh, my God.
And he says, why? What are you talking about? And they said, listen to quote, this is his quote, Hillary's going to win, and it's been decided upstairs. Nothing's going to be able to stop that now. So she's going to win, and she's going to send her people over to the FBI and ask who was investigating me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And any of us that were part of it are going to be destroyed, and that includes you too, Patrick. So yes. This mission has been scrubbed at the highest level.
Oh, my gosh. So was this in 2015 then? This was the year before the election, right? Or the year before?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, wow. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
And so he says, well, I thought about that. And then I said, yeah. But 2 or 3 weeks later, he says, no, I can't do this. So we went back to him. He met with 3 FBI agents this time in Salt Lake City this time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, listen, this is not sitting well with me. I want to know why.
Right.
We got almost a year before the election. How can mm-hmm. she win? You can have me in front of a grand jury in a week and we'll win. And they said, Patrick, what's really going on is this. President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy right now,
mm-hmm.
and especially in the Department of Justice. But Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years. Nothing's going to change that. But think about this. There's what's called a Bunsen burner inside the Department of Justice, and that's about the 2 bribes that you're a part of are in it. And on the one hand, this Bunsen burner is going to be owned by Obama,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And he what he wants to do, he wants to make sure that Hillary's a good girl, defends Obamacare, doesn't go bad, right? If so, he can use this as leverage against her for the 8 years that she's president.
Yes.
And then after that, Michelle's going to run. So they did this for Obama. This sting operation, so that Obama could take this information and use it as leverage against Hillary if she ever came in.
Wow.
Interesting?
Yeah.
And the plan was called Operation Snow Globe, right?
Jeez. Oh, did they ever get tired of naming their operations? I swear to you, it's insane how many they can come up with. But yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't be shocked.
This isn't the theory. Mm. I'm the guy in the room.
Yeah.
I took part in this.
Right.
I'm telling you the truth. I was helping them. It turned out I was helping them set up Hillary Clinton for the deep state to control her. Well, I think the deep state control, but I don't know because she's
mm-hmm.
not always in line with the deep state, especially when it comes to Israel.
Yeah.
But and then they said to him, listen, Patrick, the federal agent actually came to him and said, you need to understand there are billionaires walking around this world that we made, and we're prepared to do the same for you. You just have to stay calm. You just have to stay quiet through the election. And he meant that, he says that meant the 2020 election.
Mm.
And so isn't this amazing? What you've got, what it does is if his testimony, and he seems pretty darn true.
Yeah, he'd have no reason to come out and say this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the deep state and the liberals are not always on board with each other.
Mm.
They monitor each other. They blackmail each other. They bribe each other. They might even threaten each other. There's different power agents over there trying to go from one way to another.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me at all. Cool. And, you know, as the Hunter Biden emails are coming out and people are kind of talking about those as well. His new text, you know, Hunter Biden's business partners wanted Joe involved, and there was a lot of money going to his uncle and meetings with his uncle and just taking part in all kinds of dealings. And it's just been amazing to watch the criminality. And then what do? They just ask Biden if his son is on talk shows, no less. They were asking Biden, so is your son guilty? Oh, no, my son's great. Oh, okay, case closed. I mean, we're talking such treason, you know, with the Chinese. It's just amazing to me. And and they're just ignoring them. They're just ignoring all these messages. I guess we shouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. He says, my son is more intelligent than I am.
Oh my gosh! I think anyone's more intelligent than Biden. But yes, it's that part. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I just am because it's out there. But then people aren't. They're just tossing it aside like it's nothing. And his emails are very, his texts are very damning. But you know, we're taught by the media, you just throw that aside, and this is what you should care about.
Yeah, and I'm interested because it. You know, this billionaire, Chinese billionaire, Guo, that's his name. Mm-hmm. And he hates Biden.
Yeah.
But he's the one that's given us releasing all the tapes,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the USB drives and everything else. But this information is known. Everybody mm-hmm. knows now about Biden, the whole thing.
Right.
I'm sure the FBI knows, Department of Justice knows. Everybody knows what's going on. Are they using it? And how will they use this information to get the Bidens to comply with one thing or another
mm-hmm.
or to expose them? I'm hoping that somebody that realizes that maybe they're using them because they think they can get the Bidens to comply with them
right.
if they ever get them in the office. But this is really, really weird.
It is.
And I'm hoping Trump and his team mm-hmm. will just expose the whole thing, because what they can do once they've exposed this, bingo, mm-hmm. Biden's arrested. His son is arrested.
Yeah. Can he be disqualified?
And he's no longer a candidate. How are you can't elect a guy that's, you know.
I agree.
Under bars. So
wouldn't that be great?
Will he use this for that? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know. I was watching Virginia, and Virginia, they proposed a budget demand for $4.8 million for an 18-person task force to carry out a proposed assault weapon ban. And because, you know, when they became, in 2019, when they became purely a Democrat there in Virginia, when they took control of the legislature, boy, they are going for people's guns like crazy. And Joe Wolverton did a great piece at The New American on this, but it just goes to show you, how fast they would like to travel down this road to pure communism. And they've got to disarm us. They've got to disarm the people if they want to do that, and they know it. And so what are they going after already? It's the guns. I mean, let's just hope and pray that there are some sort of miracles that happen in the next 30 days. That's all I can pray for. It's like, I don't know what else to do here other than I'm hoping that, because when you're seeing this kind of stuff, you're thinking, okay, so is this what all of our future looks like with governors and or even Republican governors doing these kinds of things? Yeah, it does, sadly. So let's just hope. That this kind of thing isn't going through.
It seems to me, I'm just trying to look for preparation. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Trump is prepping the scene.
Yeah.
He really, really is. Why did he put Chris Miller in there?
Yeah.
And fire Mark Esper.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Esper would not send federal troops to Portland.
Right.
And he defied Trump right. as far as these riots and things that were going on.
Mm.
Mark Esper, as the head of the Department of Defense, he just wouldn't quite go along.
We'll be right back. More with Investigator Dave when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Okay, welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. I've got, we're close to Christmas. I've got Investigator Dave with me. And make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just an awesome food supplement. You need to be taking one. I don't know if you got that memo yet, but you need to be. Make sure that you're taking a food supplement. This is the one I would take. Balance of Nature is just incredible. 31 fruits and vegetables, the highest quality. In fact, I found out a friend of mine had been taking it for 20 years. And I didn't even know. And he won't go without it. He absolutely loves this product. He's a doctor, and he loves this product. And so I was just so shocked to hear that he'd been taking it 20 years, because we've never discussed Balance of Nature. And so I was surprised. But yes, I mean, I'll tell you what, the testimonials are real. Balance of Nature is awesome. And when you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, put in my name, because a little box will come up, and you can put in Kate, K-A-T-E, and get 35% off and free shipping. And of course, it helps the show. They're amazing people. You'll love them. You get a free health coach. It's just awesome. It's just an awesome product. You'll feel the difference. No more blah days for you. So I want to play this real quick. This is the whistleblower talking about John Roberts. This is a great clip, actually. This is he's talking about a staffer, and he's talking about John Roberts and the reaction they had when contemplating the Texas suit. This is so good. Here you go.
It was written by someone who's a current staffer for one of the Supreme Court justices. And this, I'll just describe the report to you that I read, and you can make of it what you will. He said that the justices, as they always do, went into a closed room to discuss, you know, cases they're taking or to debate. There's no phones, no computers, no nothing. No one else is in the room except for the nine justices. It's typically very civil. They usually don't hear any sound. They just debate what they're doing. But when a Texas case was brought up, he said he heard screaming through the walls as Justice Roberts and the other liberal justices were insisting that this case not be taken up. And the reason, the words that were heard through the wall when Justice Thomas and Justice Alito were citing Bush versus Gore from John Roberts were, "I don't give up about that case. I don't want to hear about it." At that time, we didn't have riots. So what he was saying was that he was afraid of what would happen if they did the right thing.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, but that is moral cowardice. And we in the SREC, I'm an SREC member, we put those words in very specifically because the charge of the Supreme Court is to ultimately be our final arbitrator, our final line of defense for right and wrong. And they did not do their duty.
Love it. Wow. What did you think of that?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It tells you a lot about John Roberts, doesn't it?
I've always been suspicious of him ever since he voted for Obamacare. And then, you know, it just, then now he's going to Epstein Island.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's just, he's definitely.
Something's up.
The news tries to say, he's conservative, right?
Right.
Wrong. Mm. No.
Yeah. And Lynn Wood saying that Justice John Roberts, and he kept tweeting this, he's the attorney also working with Sidney Powell as well, and he said that John Roberts stated that he would make sure that I can't say the cuss word, would never be reelected when talking about Donald Trump. He has a hatred for Trump. And so I just wanted to make sure people had heard that clip because I think it's very telling about him. And all right. So we got to push into, you know, Russia and China.
As long as we're talking about the Supreme Court, this has kind of worried me for a while.
Okay.
Because you know that the left is going to try to get to anybody that can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the Supreme Court justices.
Oh, yeah.
And those, they are people. Mm-hmm. Just like you and me and everybody else. They live in a house. They're approachable. They're intimidated. Maybe they're threatened or whatever it is. I don't know. But it is possible, you know, what courage they must have.
Yeah.
What stamina and belief to be able to do the right thing against. And you know they're being approached.
No,
I'm sure.
True. Yeah,
one
absolutely.
One way or the other.
Yep.
Boy, it worries me.
Yeah, I know, me too. I agree with you. Well, let's talk Russia and China real quick.
Okay, just real quick on Russia. You ever heard of the Okhotsk Sea, the Sea of Okhotsk? No.
No.
You ever play Risk?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you play Risk, you know where the Eastern Asians are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kazakhstan, and not Kazakhstan. Oh, come on, what's that? Anyway, it's on the eastern side, the far eastern side of Russia.
Okay.
And there's a big peninsula there, and it's just north of China, north of Japan. And China has been trying to go in there, influence, and make that part of her territory. Same way they did the South China Sea, right? They're sending fishing boats in there, and they're sending some of their military vehicles, ships, I should say, in that direction. Well, about 2 months ago, month and a half ago, as they did so, Russia fired a missile right over them, threatening them to stay out of this. This is part of our territory. So last week, Germany was surprised because America went into a lockdown, a full alert, because four Russian missiles were fired from that area from a Russian submarine in that sea. They took off, and immediately the Russia did not announce to anybody, you know, they're supposed to tell the world, especially United States and allies, hey, we're going to fire some missiles. We're going to, this is going to be a practice routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
No advance warning or nothing. They just, four missiles went up. And our military base there in Stuttgart, they went on full alert. It was loudspeakers were broadcast. It hit all the internet things. The alarms went off. Men were running to the planes. They were starting to click on our missiles and everything else before they found out that it was just a practice run.
Mm,
right?
Right.
Why did Russia do that?
I don't know.
It's right over the same sea, right over where the Chinese are trying to influence and push their way.
So isn't that interesting?
Russia and China are doing that. They don't always get along very well. In fact, Russia is kind of on our side when it comes to China and China, what they're doing. Putin, by the way, you know, he finally acknowledged Biden.
Finally.
Russia finally.
But it was funny, wasn't
finally.
It? It was like, we can make contact. It was awesome.
He says, I hope that we can work together, blah. But I think two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, if Putin, he's just hedging his bet.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow Biden manages to pull it off, he wants to try to work with him a little bit, okay?
Right. Very reluctant, though.
But if Trump pulls it off, which I think that Putin really believes he will, the way that they're doing this, then you can't say that, well, he was in it with Trump. Trump was using Russian influence and everything else to be able to get rid of Biden. You can't blame it on, because they love to blame Trump. Russian relations, right? Relationships. They're not able to do it because he can say, hey, wait a minute, Putin acknowledged that Biden was probably going to win.
Right.
And so he's just hedging his bets either way it goes.
I thought so. I thought he was pretty reluctant to do that, which he made it very well known he was reluctant. And you know, Biden, you know, he's just popping off and going around and acting. You know, I know this is why they haven't had him in the public, because if they had him in the public, he'd be subject to so much booing and such awful behavior, because people, I mean, come on, the majority of the country knows that he clearly stole this. And so they won't even put him in the public, and nobody even wants to see him. You know, everybody actually wanted to see Trump. Nobody wants to see Biden. Nobody cares, you know? It's kind of amazing.
Did you see his acknowledgement of, you know, on, what was it, back when all the electoral votes were put in there?
Oh, well, yeah, they made it up Monday night, and they said even though the votes are sealed, they were clairvoyant and figured out what the votes were and congratulated Biden, and then they had everybody around trying to congratulate him, and it was amazing to me that they actually tried to pull that off with a straight face, because anyone that knows the system knows that the votes are sealed till January the 6th. They couldn't have known the votes, and so they acted like it was done.
Did you listen to the applause?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the applause? Very little applause.
Yeah.
And then behind the applause, you heard the horns honking.
Yeah. Just nothing. I mean, it's a joke. It is a joke. I would be so embarrassed if I were him right now. But, of course, they never would be. But I just would be just embarrassed to be out there trying to drum up support for me being president. And it's so funny, too, because for the whole last month, that's all they ever said was, he's it. He's the president. And then when it came that night, it was like they were trying to redo the case for him, right? See, now he's president.
Yeah.
Now he's president. And that's the desperation that was coming out. It was just funny. It's a joke.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, let's switch over to Mexico.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Their president is Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador.
Well, there you go.
Right?
That's a mouthful.
That's their new president. Yeah. And he just got up and gave a talk, you know, a big speech a couple days ago. And he says, these lockdowns, they are fashionable among authorities who want to show that they're heavy-handed. It's a dictatorship.
Hmm.
And so he says, we do not want lockdowns in Mexico.
Yeah, and he's says, worried about
quote,
his economy.
The fundamental thing, quote, the fundamental thing is to guarantee liberty. And then he says, mask wearing in Mexico should be voluntary, not mandated by the state.
Wow, who knew that Mexico would be so logical about this? I love it. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Nevertheless, there's a couple of left-leaning states, like over in Jalisco.
Uh-huh.
They're governed by a group called the Citizens Movement. They're a left-wing group state,
mm-hmm.
and they have mask mandates, and some of the others have lockdowns. But he's going to try to release all of those and make the Mexicans totally free,
yeah.
which I love.
You know what? That is awesome. And let me just say this. You know, I was looking at the whole world kind of in on this, you know, and it seems like, oh, it mm-hmm. must be real because the whole world, you know, it isn't showing that it must be real, the COVID thing. It's showing how many people can be bought and how many people can be leaned on to go with this messaging, because too many people have come forward. You have Mexico, you have Belarus who said, you know what? They're bribing me with World Bank loans to go with the narrative. And so actually, really, it's a tell about how deep the octopus and how wide and how reaching the octopus is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you were just talking about, not Colombia.
Oh, Belarus?
It doesn't. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Cambodia.
Belarus
Cambodia.
Doesn't eat,
you were
either.
Talking about, I was talking yeah. about Cambodia. It doesn't even have a case.
Cambodia.
Yeah.
Wow. I was reading about that, about mm-hmm. Cambodia, after you mentioned that last
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
They now acknowledge that they have over 300 cases.
And no deaths, right?
No deaths,
yep.
but 300 cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the president said, we decided to do this, acknowledge that we have 300 cases, after we were given $50 million by Jeez. Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
to acknowledge that we had some.
Oh, I
and
hope
so
people
were,
wake up.
They were paid off to make that statement.
Yeah, I love that information came out. How great is that? And, you know, you've got tens of thousands of doctors joining in so many different countries. I think it was 75 to 85,000 nurses and doctors that are suing. They want this lawsuit because of the egregious nature of this fraud of COVID. And it's really neat to see that there are people that will stand up to it, because it seems like the whole world can be bought right now, but there are really good people that are trying to stand and put their careers
yes.
on the line. So you got to give them some credit for that.
They are. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They like to follow the leader. If it looks like Trump is going to win
mm-hmm.
and he's going to pull this thing off, the more they believe that, then the more courage they develop.
Right.
Because they know it's going to end. But if they think that they're going to be oppressed all the time, then they kind of go along with it.
Right. Thank you. Thanks, Investigator Dave. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
And I appreciate it. Appreciate
Merry Christmas.
All that you do, Kate.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And we'll have him on after in the new year. And of course, big thank you to him. And of course, Joel Skousen joins me next. And so I will actually be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. He's going to give us his year-end analysis.